3 bicyclists have been killed by vehicles in Anchorage this year. The most recent was 51-year-old Jeff Dusenberry, who was hit by a pickup truck in South Anchorage on Saturday. Fellow cyclists are mourning his death and waiting for the outcome of the district attorney's investigation. KSKA's Ann Hillman reports.
3 men sit on a grassy knoll above a pile of flowers marking the spot where their friend was killed just 2 days before. They chat about Jeff Dusenberry's kindness. He was always willing to fix a kid's bike. They talk about his passion for the sport.
I got a call today from a friend of Jeff's who said he was worried that no one's going to want to ride with him anymore because Jeff was always the one who called him to go for the ride.
That's Peter Van Toon. As he speaks, 3 boys bike past.
They're just having fun on a summer afternoon biking 3 miles an hour down this road. And, you know, Jeff was the safest cyclist, I think it's fair to say, guys, that we knew. I mean, he was always safety conscious, helmet, aware, you know, and these kids are just doing what kids do. And if the same thing had happened here, you're talking 3 kids. I mean, there's no distinction between Jeff and that. It's a tough thing.
On Saturday morning, Dusenberry was biking to meet Van Toon for a long ride. Decked out in his bright pink and blue gear and his helmet, he pedaled toward a short dirt path at the dead end of 84th Avenue. At the same time, a 17-year-old girl backed a pickup truck down the street, struck Dusenberry, and fled the scene. Police are still investigating the incident and say it could take up to 6 more weeks while they wait for toxicology reports and collect evidence. Then it's up to the district attorney's office to decide if the driver will be charged. Clint Campion with the Anchorage DA says fatalities from bicycle-vehicle collisions are investigated in the same way as other traffic collisions. They collect information on how the vehicle was moving, if the people involved were impaired, and their histories.
Normally, we're analyzing whether someone acted recklessly or with criminal negligence, and if we believe that they did, then that's going to rise to the level of a criminal offense. If someone was simply negligent and doesn't rise to the level of a criminal offense, then we may not charge them.
Campion can't talk about the inquiry into Dusenberry's death, but he says sometimes investigations take months, which can be very hard on people who are grieving. The death of another cyclist killed on Northern Lights in January is still under investigation. Campion says it's too soon to say if charges will be brought in either case. Back at the memorial site, Darren Marin reflects on the lessons of his friend's death for both cyclists and drivers.
Everybody needs to just slow down. Just slow down and don't be in a rush and be aware of where you are and what you're doing.
But Mike Vanya says the tragedy won't stop them from biking.
You got to get on that bike and keep pedaling because we know Jeff would. You know, if it happened to one of us, he'd be torn up, but we know he would ride and he'd want us to keep riding.
Absolutely.
About 700 cyclists die in vehicle collisions each year in the United States. That's about 2% of all vehicle-related fatalities. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.